Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining me this morning, the Executive Director of the Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association, also known as TASCA, Irene Stenson. Lots to talk about today. Good morning, Irene. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. It's nice to be here.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus, and In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Irene, you've been the executive director of TASCA's been around for a long time, okay? 1991, I believe.
Yes, sir. We were incorporated in 1991, received the official documentation in January 1992.
Okay. Now, the current location in, or I guess just on the outskirts of White House.
Yes, we're actually 5.5 miles from the loop heading south. We're before you get into White House. We're on the right-hand side. We're 1.5 miles past where Toll Road 49 intersects with 110.
Very good. And we'll tell people when you're open for business in just a few more minutes. You haven't been there the whole time. That's a relatively new facility.
This facility was, we moved there in 2010. And then our event center was opened in 2011.
Okay. Maybe not getting exactly ahead of ourselves, but let's kind of back up a little bit anyway. And what is TASCA? What's it all about? What does it seek to accomplish?
TASCA is the Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association. We are an activity center for seniors, not just local or in Smith County. We're open to everyone. They have games, activities, exercise. We have a wonderful library. We have country western dances. We have ballroom dances. We play games 5 days a week. We have jamming sessions on Friday where people come in and just jam. They bring their guitars. We have an auto harp that comes, a lady comes in with that. They sing if they want to sing, or they just observe. And it's really, really fun. It's a fun, fun place. We work off the focus of the four F's of TASCA being food, fun, fellowship, and friends. It's an atmosphere for seniors where they can interact with people. We have all ages there, but they interact with people that of the same mind type thing. If you want to play 42, you're going to sit in a room with 42 players. If you want to play bridge, you sit in a room with bridge players. So it's really, it's very active.
Okay, you've been there since July of 2017 as executive director. Now, you were there for some time before then, working with an old friend of ours, Billy Gordon, who's been on this show before.
Yes.
But you took over as executive director in July of 2017. And just a little bit more about you, maybe some of your background your with and maybe outside the Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association.
Okay. I relocated to Chandler, Texas, in 2005. I had heard about the wonderful medical community offered here. And I have issues, and my doctor recommended I go somewhere that was not where I was at that point in time. And when I told her I was moving to Texas, she said, I meant 20 miles, not 1,600.
And you are from upstate New York originally.
I am.
Actually,
I am
from a community where I worked just before I moved to Texas, Beacon Newburg area in
Hudson
Valley. That's very interesting.
Yes. Yes, I was born in Cornwall, New York.
Nearby.
And I, the thing, one of the things I am most proud of is I am first-generation American. I am the first on both sides of my family to be an American. My parents and my sister were immigrants, and I am so proud. And my dad was so proud to come to America and actually was sworn in as an American citizen on his birthday.
No kidding. But anyway, getting back to what we were discussing, you moved to Chandler several years ago, and I guess you got involved with TASCA fairly early in the game?
I did. When I first got here, I volunteered a little bit with the Salvation Army, and then I worked for 4.5 years with PATH. And in 2012, I applied to TASCA. I saw an ad and interviewed with Billy Gordon, and she hired me right then and there. And I've been there ever since.
And things are going quite well at TASCA
these
days.
They are. We are building and growing like you wouldn't believe. Our membership is up almost 10 to 15% over last year. Right now, we currently have approximately 230 active members, and we're always looking for more. We're recruiting board of director members, and we've got a really good board. We've got a hands-on working board, and we're working on fundraisers and new activities, and one of our new things that we are doing is a veteran support group.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that in detail later on in the show. Let's bookmark that right now. Why is it so important to have an agency like TASCA in Tyler, Smith County, and the surrounding area as well? Because you do work outside Smith County.
Yeah, we are available to all of anybody in Texas can come. And it's so important because studies have proven that keeping your brain active and keeping yourself body-wise, physically, and everything active helps you age a little more gracefully. Also, we have a lot of problems in the United States with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful Alzheimer's Alliance here in Smith County. We work with them, mm-hmm. and they refer us people. So when the respite care goes into the homes for the people suffering and caring for people suffering with Alzheimer's, they can come to us, and they can relax and just put it all out of their mind for a couple of hours. And, I mean, when you play bridge, it's a very intense game.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make a whole lot of noise in bridge. They concentrate on what they're doing. On the flip side, when they play 42, they are always laughing and joking and having a good time, and it's noisy. That's what it's about. But it's using their brain, keeping active. You know, the fundamentals of you know, growing older are there, but again, if you keep your brain active, you're going to do this much more gracefully. And they've proven that socialization is very, very important in the elderly. So many people, their children have moved away, you know, their spouses have passed away. They have a place to go without any problems or any fear. They're going to meet like-minded people.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Irene Stinson, Executive Director of TASCA, the Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association, located on Highway 110 on the outskirts of White House, a few miles south of the Tyler Loop. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And before we go too much further along in the show, I want people to know how they can get in touch with you. We've given the physical address. Actually, it is 10495 County Road 2167, if you like to do the Google Map or GPS thing. That's Jim Russell Road, and the post office is White House. P.O. Box 131540, Tyler, Texas 75713. If you want to give Irene or one of her troops a call, it's 903-871-3217. And that all-important website, very easy to remember, www.tasca.org. You can email info@tasca.org, and you can get to the Facebook page from right there on the website and get more information as well. I think what we've been talking about the last few minutes, Irene, is very important. The four Fs are fun, fellowship, friends, and food, but it's a lot bigger than that.
Yes.
Agencies like yours can literally be a lifesaver. And you talked about some of the things that are available to people all around the area, but don't remember if we talked about membership at all within the last few minutes, but let's talk about it right now. Membership, as I understand it, is very helpful if you want to be involved with TASCA. You don't need to be a member, but there is, a per-day charge if you want to participate in TASCA activities and you're not a member. So beyond that, what are the benefits of membership?
Well, the membership dues make it available to you anytime you want to come in. We, like I said before, we have a library, and some people just want to come in and sit in the library and pick up a book or a magazine and just relax. We have many, many things that go on a daily basis that are no charge to members. Once you are a member, it's only $2 a day to come and join us if you don't want to join as a member. But the benefits are you can come in as a member and participate in everything we do. There's a slight charge for instance, the exercise group. We have a certified senior instructor for our exercise. She is very well known in this area, and it's $4 for members and $5 for non-members. You get a full body workout, full body cardio, without being super stressed. We have one lady that comes in with her husband twice a week. They're older, they're in their 80s. She suffers from Alzheimer's and severe scoliosis of the spine. Obviously, she can't do what physically healthier people can do, but her husband brings her to interact with the people. Everybody loves her, and they modify the exercises for her, so she feels that she's just as involved as they are. You know, and she does. She comes out smiling.
All righty. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday closed. Do you open at other times for special events?
We do. On Saturdays in the Activity Center, we make our facility available to the quilting guilds. We have the Christian Quilt Guild that meets there the second Saturday of every month. We also have the Modern Quilt Guild that meets there the second Saturday of every month. And they're always looking for people that want to learn how to quilt and master the art of quilting. We also make our, when necessary, we make our building available to the Deaf and Hard of Hearing group. They come out and meet and have a support group several Saturdays a year, and they're their first Saturday of it. And that's in our activity center. We have activities in our large event center. Every month there's Country Western Dance, the first Saturday of every month. It's a live band, and it alternates monthly between Caddo Creek and Ben Lowry and Texas Express.
Okay.
The admission for that is $6 per person. For everyone.
Mm-hmm. And we might also add that the Tasca Activity Center has the two lovely buildings, the bigger one and the smaller one that you just mentioned. And I've been in both of them. I know I've been in one of them. There was a wedding reception I attended there when the building was almost brand new, and it was just a really great experience, great facility. So these centers are open to the public as well, but from what I understand, you better book early.
Yes, we are filling up very, very quickly. Our event center is a 4,700 square foot facility, and it has a custom dance floor. It's one of only two in East Texas and that's still in use. It's a 7-layer wooden floating dance floor made specifically for dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have a lot of ballroom events there, because ballroom dancers just love the floor, and they talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And ballroom is very big in East Texas. There's a lot of different areas that have it. The same with Country Western. It's easy to boot scoot across our dance floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to do a Country Western dance, you better be able to boot scoot. We all know that. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We're talking to Irene Stinson, Executive Director of TASCA, the Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association. And quickly, again, some of that contact information that we gave out earlier. Best thing to do is just get on that internet, www.tasca.org, to get more information. All the other contact information is right there, including, of course, as always, a link to the Facebook page. We will give out the phone number, 903-871-3217, and tell folks once again you're on Highway 110 on the outskirts of White House, about 5 miles outside Loop 323. Now, you have games, exercise, education, crafts, dances, quilting guilds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've gone into some detail about this already, and my hat's off to you. You're obviously very enthusiastic about getting the word out about what you're doing, and that's great because of all the great things that happen there and because of the real need that you're filling for seniors in the area. Games, you talked about Bridge and 42. Would you care to talk about some of the other games you offer?
Sure. We have Mexican Train. We have Pinochle. We have Hand and Foot. We have Mahjong. And if we get a group, somebody comes in and they say, I want to bring some friends in and we want to play cribbage, then we have the facility and we set the time when we have an opening in one of the rooms and they can play cribbage. I mean, that's my game.
Oh, okay. Well, we know a little bit more about you.
That's my game.
Besides the fact that we both used to live in the Pekin-Newburgh, New York area.
Don't hold that against us,
no,
please.
No, no. I've been in Texas for 42 years, and hardly anybody's held it against me so far. Exercise. We talked about that briefly. What are some of the different exercise options that you offer?
We have line dance lessons on Tuesday evenings, which is a good exercise and good body workout. It's free to TASCA members and $2 for non-members, and it's informal, but it works with beginners, mediums, and advanced, depending on your level. We have a volunteer instructor for our line dance, and she is so dedicated to line dance. And we have our actual exercise classes on Wednesdays and Fridays from 9:30 to 10:30 with the certified senior exercise instructor. And they do stretches and they do jumping jacks and All what you would see in a fitness center.
All right. So some of that sounds like junior high school jumping jacks.
It does.
Squat thrust. I don't know if you do that or not.
They don't have to wear those ugly uniforms that we did.
Oh, mercy. Times have changed. Education. You're never too old to learn. And by the way, I think it's probably time for us to mention that regular membership is open to individuals aged 50 plus. Auxiliary membership's available for those 49 and under. And you can learn more about that on the website. But you are never too old to learn. What do you offer from an education standpoint?
Okay, our quilting groups are open if people want to learn how to quilt. Yesterday, we had what they call a law school luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
It is put out and put on by Ross and Schollmeyer, the attorneys. They're elder law attorneys, and they come in. They have one of their attorneys come in about every 2 to 3 months, and they speak about different issues that are directly relatable to seniors. Yesterday, it was about guardianship,
mm-hmm.
and that's a very sensitive subject, you know, for people as they get older.
Indeed,
and when
is
the time to do that? We have people in, last Tuesday, we had people in speaking, being the open enrollment for Medicare started this week. They were speaking about the changes in the Medicare laws for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people come in to entertain them. We've had people come in. We have a writing workshop at TASCA and several published authors in that group, and they have presented and talked about memoir writing with our group and how to do it. It's one thing to sit down and do it, but what do you really want to pass on to the next generations and the little anecdotes that you find so amusing in your lifetime, you're hoping your grandchildren or great-grandchildren will find just as amusing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every Wednesday from 12 till 2.
Mm-hmm. All at TASCA, Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association. And that's our topic for today on In Focus, talking to Irene Stenson, the executive director. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. Also, crafts. What kind of crafts do you have?
On Monday afternoons, we have stained glass craft class, and it's informal, but they work on making stained glass designs for their homes. On Thursday afternoons, we have a craft class that works doing several different things. They started out doing coasters,
mm-hmm.
for drinks,
uh-huh.
and how simple they are to make, and using India ink and using alcohol, not the drinking kind, the other kind of alcohol.
Right.
With the different India ink colors and how to make, almost like sometimes it looks like tie-dyeing from our generation way back when we did everything tie-dyed.
Well, I remember
and,
that.
And it's just a wonderful, our facilitator is learning and she teaches everything that she learns onto the people that come into craft class. It's also, if you just want to come in and sit and knit, you want to come in and sit and color, they're all available through the craft class.
Okay, and it's all happening on the outskirts of White House, Texas, at the Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association, a Tyler Senior Citizens Activity Center, primarily for those 50 and up. And there's more going on there than I even imagined. Irene Stenson, our guest this morning, the executive director on In Focus. And well over halfway through the show now. It's moving along quickly, and it is time for us to talk a little bit about something we mentioned in passing at the top of the show, and that is a big one. We hear so much about the importance of dealing with the needs of veterans these days, as well we should. And the day after Veterans Day, November 12th, you have a biggie. It is a kickoff for a veterans support group. What's going to be going on November 12th?
On November 12th, we are having a celebration cookout. It's going to be hot dogs and salads and all that kind of good stuff. Starting at 11 o'clock, we have several people that are going to be coming and working with us on that day. It is to announce that we are going to start in January a veteran support group at TASCA. This is something that is so desperately needed in every community.
Tell us a little bit about some of the issues that are at hand here, some of the things veterans face. We know about things like post-traumatic stress disorder, some of the other issues they have to deal with. There's a lot of homelessness, mental illness, things of that nature. Anything you'd care to add to that about some of the reasons that you feel that that it's time for TASCA to form this kind of a support group?
Well, being a product of the 60s, I remember how our veterans were treated when they were returning from Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And it was not a pretty sight. And thank goodness our country has finally recognized the importance of our veterans. Our veterans are out there on the front line fighting for independence and freedom for America. And young men that we have lost in all the wars and the disabilities that go along with wartime battles and stuff, the recognition is now becoming the way it should have been all the time. And I feel that we can't have enough support groups for our veterans. So what we've done is we've targeted January to open up our event center building for veterans. We haven't set the time or the length or which days at this point. It is still in a work in progress. But we have chosen to have this in our larger building away from our main activity center because our veterans need to be able to speak of their past and their problems with people that have a like condition.
Mm-hmm.
And I also chose to have it at our second building because I suffer from PTSD.
Mm.
And mine is not veteran associated, but it's from a car accident.
Yeah.
And when I break down, I break down. And it's very embarrassing to the person suffering this. And they don't need anybody judging them. And if they happen to slip and say something that's not quite so nice, they don't need anybody, again, judge them for what they're saying. They're going to be in a group of like-minded people. They're all suffering the same thing. And they deserve the respect and the privacy and the ability to talk open. And, you know, it just separates them from the ongoing activities.
Okay, now this all starts in January. The TASCA, yes. Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association Veterans Support Group, the kickoff is November 12th, starting at 11 a.m. It's a cookout. Didn't mention earlier that State Representative Cole Hefner out of Mount Pleasant, who covers a significant slice of East Texas, is going to be the keynote speaker. There may be some other surprises that will come to pass between now and then. But he's going to be there as the keynoter.
Right. Representative Hefner has been very involved in veterans affairs and supporting our veterans. We also are going to rededicate our Veterans Memorial, which is in our parking lot. It has a designated area that Billy Gordon started and had put together. It was an Eagle Scout project in 2012. And I'd like to have that rededicated. We have new flags being delivered, and we're going to have the retiring of the old flags and the flag raising with the new ones and just rededicate everything that we have. And it's open to everybody, you know, but mostly veterans and their spouses, you know, to come and enjoy the TASCA facilities, to listen to Representative Hefner speak. We might also have other people there speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And
basically, you know, starts at 11 in the morning. About when will it wrap up in case people need to come a little bit late?
We're figuring between 3 and 4 people will have had enough of me.
Well, I don't know about that, but so from 11 until maybe mid or late afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Don't get there too late because you never know when something's going to wrap up, but it's maybe a 4 or 5 hour event. Again, kickoff for the TASCA Veteran Support Group starting at 11 a.m. It's a free cookout. The public is invited, and it's going to be at the Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association Activities Center on Highway 110, just north, at the very north end of White House,
yes,
5 miles south of Loop 323 in Tyler, in case you don't know how to get there. And, of course, phone number is 903-871-3217. You can always check that website for more information as well. And it's easy to remember, www.tasca.org. Couple of other things. Membership. We've talked about the benefits of membership. I think you said you had over 200 members right now, and you are continuing to grow. You provided me with a copy of your newsletter, and it looks very attractive to me and very informative. Lots in here. Tell us about the newsletter and some of the information people can get if they're on that mailing list.
If you want to be on the mailing list, you send us an email at info@tasca.org,
uh-huh,
and we will make sure we get you on our send-out list for the for the newsletter. The newsletter kind of talks about what we've been doing in the course of a month and where we want to go for the next month or the next season. And we try to get pictures of activities that are going on. We have people that support us by buying advertising in our newsletter. Mm-hmm. And one thing I do want to mention is that TASCA is not funded by any state, federal, any county, any city. Mm-hmm. We are strictly, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, but our funding is through grants, donations, membership dues. That's how we keep going.
On that note, let's talk about donations. What's the easiest, quickest way for people to get money to you if they want to support you financially?
On our website, I do believe there's a place on there with PayPal. Mm-hmm. You can donate through PayPal. You can send a check. You can come by. We take credit cards. Just give us a call, and we'd love to have anybody come out and tour them, show our facility before they make a decision. But, you know, TASCA is, we are an open, transparent nonprofit.
Okay. And by the way, if you do want to give them a call, it's 903-871-3217. And if you want to drop by on the corner of 110 and Jim Russell Road on the outskirts of White House, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Those are the office hours.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, continue to check that website for information as desired and as needed. www.tasca.org, and you can get right to the Facebook page from there as well. You also take volunteers. You have to have volunteers to do all the things you're doing.
Yes, we do. Actually, we have there's a total of three of us on staff. That's it. But we have magnificent volunteers. We have volunteers that work the doors at the Country Western Dances, that work the concessions at the Country Western Dances. We have volunteers that come in and clean up the floors afterwards. We have a volunteer that sits at the front desk. You know, we have volunteers that do our potluck lunches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you cannot say enough and thank them enough for their time and their service to TASCA. It's a wonderful group. Wonderful group of people.
And if you want to volunteer, just pick up that phone, 903-871-3217. Drop by 110 and Jim Russell Road and on the outskirts of White House from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, or shoot an email to info@tasca.org. Getting down close to the end of the show, and I think maybe we need to review some things and make sure that we've got everything covered. I know you mentioned that you host a couple of quilting guilds. We talked about that. You have ballroom dance with lessons and dances, and also those country and western dances. Don't forget your event center, your two-part and event center, big building, small building. That's open to the public. You can book an activity there and have a really good time. I can vouch for that. I've done it myself. But book early because I guess largely because we're coming in close to the holiday season. It's starting to fill up quickly.
And I just want to say our large building holds up to 300 people seated, between 300 and 350 seated. It's very comfortable for 250, 280 if it's an event where you have tables and chairs. You like a wedding reception, a birthday party. We do lots of quinceañeros.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wedding this weekend out there. Our smaller building seats up to 100 people comfortably with tables.
Okay. And we mentioned the newsletter a minute ago. Don't forget, you mentioned that people buy ads. You can advertise, too, and there's information on the website about how you can advertise in the TASCA monthly newsletter. Talking to Irene Stinson, Executive Director of TASCA, the Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association. I'm John Sims. We're winding down In Focus today. And in the minute or so we have left, I think it's probably appropriate to remind everybody about the big event coming up November 12th, Monday, at the TASCA Activity Center, starting at 11 in the morning and running until mid-afternoon, maybe. Don't get there too late if you can help it, though. I would say as close to 11 as possible, so you can listen to Representative Cole Hefner if you like and interact with folks and enjoy a free cookout and learn about the all-important veteran support group that's going to be starting up in January. 903-871-3217. Tyler Area Senior Citizens Association, a.k.a. TASCA, located, I guess the easiest way to put it, is at the corner of Highway 110 and Jim Russell Road on the northern edge of White House. Irene, that is just about all the time that we have for today, but it's been great to play catch-up with you. Haven't had TASCA on the show in several years. Glad you were able to come in. Thanks so much for joining us. Keep us posted on what you're doing. Keep doing the great things you're doing.
Thank you, and we thank you for allowing us to come and speak with you.
Oh, you bet. Irene Stenson, Executive Director of TASCA, has been our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.